This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, friends. We're going to learn a halacha relevant to the parsha. It's a halacha that's important to be aware of. It could come up really any time, especially on Shabbos. In Parshas Ekev, we read about the mitzvah of Berachas Hamazon, of eating of the chita, Eretz chita u'sa'ira, v'gefen u'sein v'rimayin, Eretz e'shemen u'dvash, about the mitzvah of Berachas Hamazon. I want to share with you something interesting about Berachas Hamoitzi that I see in the Sefer Oitzer Plois HaTorah. He says, the Torah brings down in Siman, the Torah brings down in Siman Kuf Samach Zayin that when you make a bracha on Pas, you need to put your 10 fingers on it. Okay, so you don't just like hold it in one hand or hold it in a left hand or hold it with two fingers. He says that Tzarech Liten Yud Etzbois Bepas at the time of the bracha. The Baal HaTurim writes it on this week's parsha on the pasuk Eretz Chita U'Sa'ira V'Gefen U'Seina V'Rimayin. He says there are 10 words in this pasuk. Isn't that interesting? Eretz Chita U'Sa'ira Gefen, Eretz Chita U'Sa'ira Gefen Rimayin. Eretz Chita U'Sa'ira Teina Gefen V'Rimayin Eretz Zei Shemen U'Dvash. There are 10 words in the pasuk. Keneged, these 10 words, you need to put your 10 fingers on the bread at the time of the bracha. Also, the Baal Turim says there are 10 mitzvahs associated with bread. Like Sacharosh, like Sizra Klayim, Leket, Shikcha, Peya, like Sachzaim, Truma, Meiser Sheni, and Chala. So, connect the 10 words of the Pasuk, you should put your 10 fingers on the bread. Also, it reminds you of the 10 mitzvahs associated with the bread. The Torah himself in Siman Kuf Samach Zayin writes, for this reason, there are 10 words in the bracha of Hamoitzi. You know, most of the brachas, Bori Priya Gofen, Bori Priya Eitz, Bori Priya Dama, Hamoitzi Lechem in Arts, most brachas have 9 words. This bracha has 10 words. Connect the 10 words in the Pasuk, Eretz, Chitu, Sa'iro, Teina, Gefen, Rimayin, Eretz Eishamanu Dvash. Also, there are 10 words in the Pasuk in Tehillim, Perikov Dad, Pasuk Yadad, Matzmiach, Chatzir Labahima, Ve'isav La'avoidas Ha'adam, Lohitzi Lechmen Aretz. And there are 10 words in the Pasuk. Eine Choyel Eilecha Yisabiru, V'yat Tenoitzen Lamasach Lamitai. And 10 words in Eretz Chito Sar, V'gavna Sein V'riman, Eretz Eishamanu Dvash. And 10 words in V'yitin L'chol, Kimital Shema Mishvan, Eretz Roiv Dagon V'siroish. Now, this makes a nafkamina lahalacha. Sometimes on Shabbos you have lecha mishnah. The second challah that you don't plan on eating is in the bag. So if you plan on eating it, certainly you should take it out of the bag, because you want to have your 10 fingers on it at the time of the bracha. But even if you don't plan on eating it, the bracha is going on it. And if the bracha is going on it, you want to get your 10 fingers on it. You don't want there to be a chatzitza. So that's, sometimes it's frozen and you want to put it back in the freezer. Open it up, open up the bag, and get the 10 fingers on it. Keneged the 10 words, Eretz, Chita, U'Sa'ira, V'Gefen, U'Sa'ina, V'Rimayin, Eretz, Eishem, Nadvash. Comes the Bach, and the Bach says another amazing kavana why there are 10 words in the Berachas Hamoitzi. Because the Gemara tells us, "Asad Hakadosh Baruch Hu lahaitzi me'Eretz Yisrael glus kais." Then, at the end of days, the trees in Eretz Yisrael are going to produce loaves of bread. So, since in the future Eretz Yisrael is destined to produce glus kais, and then the kedusha and the hashgacha of Hashem will be yiskale. So therefore, and this is alluded to in the pasuk, Matzmiach chatzer labehima, ve'isav la'avoydas adam, lahoitzi lechem min ha'aretz, lahoitzi lechem min ha'aretz, which is referring to in the future, that the same way Hashem brings bread for people today, Asilavai, Hashem is going to bring bread straight from Eretz Yisrael. So therefore you put your 10 fingers on the bread to be mechavein, that the day should come that Hashem should be moitzi lechem from Eretz Yisrael in the future. So it just comes out, this is an added opportunity to be mitzapeh liyeshua while you're eating a meal. In the new Sefer, Tzipisa liyeshua, there's a chapter of the opportunities to be mitzapeh liyeshua when you eat a meal. It's actually chapter 8, page 154. You could await the coming of the Geula when you wash Netilas Yadayim. At the end of the meal, when you say Al Na'aretz Bavel or Shir HaMalos, during the Bracha of Rachem, during the Bracha of Bnei Yerushalayim, Harachem Anu Yishbro Leinu, V'yalicheinu, Harachem Anu Yishlach Lenu Eliyahu Hanavi, Harachem Anu Yizakinu Metz HaMashiach, Al HaMichya, if you say an Al HaMichya. All of these are opportunities to await the coming of Mashiach while you eat a meal. But here we have another one. When you say Hamoitzi Lechem in Aretz, and you put your 10 fingers on the bread, it's an opportunity to be mitzapeh for the great day that Hashem will be Moitzi Lechem from Eretz Yisrael. Now, if you would like to learn the Sefer Tzipisa Yeshua, you could get it at your local Svarim stores or on artscroll.com. Or if you'd like to get it for free, then email marbitzetorah1@gmail.com, marbitzeitorah1 @gmail.com. And my friend, if you're willing to commit to learn the Sefer, this Sefer will be sent to you at no cost. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, make sure you join us tonight at 8:30 for an amazing shiur on Bitachain. Have a great night. Have a great day.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.